Okay, welcome to another Tuesday afternoon on Shake and Wake Radio. I'm Stephen Robertson, says Cancel the Cabal. And I'm also on PSN Radio and SoFlow Radio. And as I have it in my mind, please help out all of the stations. They are listener supported, if you are able to. I was going to start to read the book, but then Andy wanted me to do 2 hours. So I was going to have Judson on in the third hour, so he's actually coming on in the first hour. So, welcome back, Judson. What's going on?
The reality where the cold, hard facts smack you right in the face.
Right.
One of, if not the best examples of how this works is going on this very moment in Great Britain, England. Millions of the British people know beyond any question that King Charlie and his uber wealthy oligarch class that make billions from disposing of British sewage from
right.
everybody's commodes in England.
Uh-huh.
They're dumping it into the rivers and the creeks all across England.
Well, all over everywhere, all over the world.
It's a fact. There is no question that what I just stated is an absolute reality. And yes, you are correct. It's going on in China on a massive, unbelievable scale. It's going on in Germany and Italy and parts of Spain. It's going on all over Canada. Canada's like, holy freaking, you know what? Can I say holy poop on the cabal?
Yes, that's quite okay.
You know, it's
you can even say holy crap.
Massive scale.
You can even say holy crap.
In the United States.
You can even say holy crap.
Well, it's not just crap, it's wee wee pee pee too. And every other nasty thing that gets flushed down the commodes of America and Canada and Germany and Italy and parts of Spain and England, and it's a global reality that massive, unbelievable amounts of infections, pathogen-laced, bacteria-laced, bio-warfare agent, sewage, is being dumped on a grand, massive scale into the environment. Militaries for centuries have used sewage as a bioweapon. The fact of the matter is humanity is being on a gargantuan scale attacked by government bureaucrats that somehow think that poisoning the environment with pathogens like swine flu, influenza, whooping cough, SARS-2, white lung viruses, avian flu, COVID-19, and all the stinking variants, all the variants from COVID-19 are being massively splattered all over the countryside.
That they are.
And Atlas shrugged.
Uh-huh.
The people, I have to presume, are so fluoridated and 5G'd and hypnotized from their TVs and their cell phones and laptops and all this barium and aluminum and God only knows what else they're spraying mankind. They're spraying the whole world like we're bugs with the chemtrails. And the people simply are so demented, they do nothing. Did I lose you?
Nope, I'm here. I'm just listening.
Okay, you're still there. Well, this phone, my phone has been under a serious attack. I don't know exactly who's doing it, but someday I guess I'll find out. I know that Spybook, you know, what do you call it? Intelligence Community Meta.
Yeah.
They're spying on everybody right through your Facebook. I mean, it's no secret anymore. Mark Zuckerberg is an asset for the intelligence community.
Mark Suckaturd. That's what he is.
Uh-oh. On the cabal. Yep. I guess we can say turd on the cabal.
Well.
But in any event,
you can say
I'm going to get
it's
back
allowed.
To what I'm going to tell you here. I'm just, this is the way it is. Here, earlier today, sent to New York, to the Western District Courts of the United States, an extremely in-depth, multiple-count civil lawsuit with criminal overtones of racketeering, conspiracy, conversion, larceny, and a sundry of other fraudulent accounting crimes has been served upon the United States Trustees Service and the bankruptcy courts of the United States, where they use hocus pocus, creative, extremely underhanded, and what would you call it? Al Capone-ish.
Uh-huh.
Al Capone would come up with this kind of accounting, you know.
Right.
To swindle, cheat, and steal huge amounts of private property, small businesses, farms, homes, apartment buildings, townhouses, you name it. The use of completely fraudulent collection techniques, primarily employing inflated, padded, fictitious, outstanding amounts overdue and payable to not only bankruptcy courts, but to creditors associated with Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Federal Home Loan Bank, the biggest banks, the littlest banks, and even the little medium-sized banks all over the world, have been using completely fabricated numbers to make it impossible for debtors not only to emerge from Chapter 7s, 11s, 12s, and 13 bankruptcies, but to ever get to the final payments on their homes, where you get a release of lien and paid in full certificate from your so-called lenders.
Uh-huh.
This odyssey, Steve, of government engaging in lying, cheating, and stealing and committing all kinds of murders is embodied in the legacies of Barack Obama, who said people are too stupid to govern their own affairs and they must relinquish their liberties to central governments in order to be ruled over by communists. That's pretty close to exactly what Barack Obama has been videotaped stating in certain meetings with European leaders. The American people aren't smart enough to rule their own affairs, according to Barack Obama, who's nothing but a big-time communist and a threat to the national security because of his positions on individual liberty and freedom. You're not human enough, America, to govern your own affairs, according to Barack Obama.
Right, right.
And then this same standard of ilk and puke and wicked evilness is, the same thing Bill and Hillary Clinton are all about. And all their, what would you call it? Caligula activities at various sex emporiums run by Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein.
Ghislaine Maxwell, yes.
Yeah. And I forget the name of that. Keith, I think it was Rainier. Keith Rainier of the Nexium sex cult.
Uh-huh.
It operated on Lake George, New York, right up the lake, just a little ways from where I grew up, at Hewlett's Landing, which, just by coincidence, I mean, you cannot make up this poop. Hewlett's Landing is a very famous, many, many decades old, super, super, super Jews. It's owned by Jews. It's run by Jews. It's always been that way, and it probably always will be that way.
Uh-huh.
Hewlett's Landing. So they were running a, what would you call that there? A sex extortion video racketeering enterprise of making sure that certain state and federal government officials were getting their girls and little boys getting their sex. Yeah. You see, you got to understand that Epstein had a client list, and so didn't Keith Rainier.
Yep.
See, you ever seen Keith Rainier's client list? Or better yet, Hugh Hefner's? Or who, Larry Flint? Larry Flint's client list? You know, all these Hustler and Playboy exotic resorts all over the nation and around the world?
Uh-huh.
Sex trafficking. Making sure that certain people in positions of political authority are getting satisfied while being paid with bills and notes. Script printed freshly from that all-powerful outlaw racketeering entity called the Federal Reserve. The American people are so brainwashed. They're literally operating at the level of zombies, because apparently they have trouble understanding what the word note means. It's printed on the top of every one of the bills on this fiat paper, hocus-pocus, out-of-thin-air currency that's printed up and keystroked on computers by the trillions. Now, fast forward to Donald Trump. Apparently was in the courtroom for some testimony. I didn't realize that in an appellate court that the former Presidente, Teflon Don, Mobster Donald, Mafia Donnie, was giving testimony on how he's completely immune from whatever he decided to do as a president.
Uh-huh.
Which gives you a pretty good idea of how these bureaucrats' brains actually function. That's exactly not just the attitude, but that was the policy implemented by Teflon Donnie, that he could do whatever the hell he wanted to because he was the president and he's completely immune from any kind of criminal conduct. That's right out of his own mouth. And his attorneys, too, by the way, dirty little rascals. What did Elmer Fudd used to call them? Those wascally wabbits?
Rascally wabbits, yeah.
Yeah, his dirty, rotten criminal attorneys. You know, the bar card carrying mafia. According to Donald Trump, man, he can order the assassination of people while president and he's immune. He can order the murder of certain targets on the basis of perceived, imagined, you know, dreamt up, concocted national security interests.
Right.
And send a drone and murder whoever they feel is the problem. Like, I don't know, Jeffrey Epstein?
Uh-huh.
Where's Keith Raniere? I mean, have you heard anything out of Keith Raniere? And where's his client list?
Right.
And all these other sex trafficking and child trafficking cases you keep hearing about. The people in England, and I know this seems like a quantum shift, but when you go and you examine the reality of the massive poisoning of the British environment with bioweapons, sewage is a bioweapon. It's not what you want when you go down to the beach. It's not what you want when you go out for a walk or a little run with your doggy and you're at a park and it's all in the river, the stream, and the creek, and the brush, and all the environment surrounding the walking path or your running path, and the birds have it, and the coyotes got it, and the raccoons are covered in it, and the deer, and the mice and the moles, and the ducks and the geese are bathing in it with all the other birds. And it's spreading these deadly pathogens all over the environment. Case in point, Staten Island, New York Harbor, the Hudson River, the St. Lawrence River, the Potomac River, Chesapeake Bay, the Susquehanna River Basin, the Cape Fear River, and I can go from the Ohio to the Mississippi to the Tennessee to the Red River, all over the nation. They're dumping vast amounts of sewage, raw sewage, not treated, raw sewage, all over America. And people are having difficulty comprehending how this COVID pandemic is spreading across the landscape like a wildfire. And then bring Anthony Fauci down. He's behind closed doors the last few days, giving God only knows what kind of testimony to the Congress behind closed doors.
Yep.
The American people don't have a right to hear it. You want to talk about your free country with liberty and justice for all? From behind the locked doors, right?
Uh-huh.
And everything else they're doing with this, well, I don't put a whole lot of faith into what Donald Trump is about. In fact, I don't put any faith in him. I think he's a Masonic Jewish pig criminal. I can keep going. You want me to keep going?
Sure.
He and a lot of the people that swirl around in the toilet bowl with him, his MAGA crowd, are nothing but a pack of rotten, stinking Nazis. If they don't get their way, if Donald Trump gets indicted, if Donald Trump gets found guilty, if Donald Trump doesn't get reelected, or if Donald Trump is deemed to be an insurrectionist by the Supreme Court of the United States, and they don't let him remain on ballots across the country, what did Donald Trump say? Civil war. I didn't say it.
Right.
Teflon Don said it.
Right. Right.
America, y'all better wake up, and you better wake up in a hurry, because your government is not your friend.
Oh, come on. They love us, Judd.
How many trillions have they drugged this nation into debt? And who's getting paid, and which serf and smurf and indentured servant is picking up the tab? Would that be the American middle class?
Yep.
You know, the working class stiffs that are on the hook for all this money they stole? You know, the Clintons, the Bushes, Nancy Pelosi, you know, Chuckie Schumer, Who's this clown from Tennessee there? Or not Tennessee. I think he's from Kentucky. This
Rand Paul,
head of the government oversight committee, Comer, James Comer. What's his first name? Comer, or you know this? Oh God, you can't make this stuff up, Steve. They've been carrying on for going on 2 years with these so-called domestic investigations into corruption. You know, Hunter Biden, the pervert. Can I say scumbag on the cabal?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That sums it up pretty good, scumbag. Immoral, wicked, degenerate, evil, satanic, demonic, you name it, buddy. This is Hunter Biden and his daddy. Have you watched his face here in the last few public speeches he's made?
No.
His face contorts and his eyes look like some kind of messenger from hell itself. And, oh, God, then you've got, you know, you just can't send enough weaponry. You can't give them enough money to engage in crimes against humanity and war crimes. His buddy there in Jerusalem, you know, on a killing spree against the people they stole. They stole Palestine. I mean, that's all there is to it. I don't care what the Jews say. They stole, colonized, took over, by brutal force, Palestine.
Yep.
Who orchestrated it? Well, it'd be King Charlie and the House of Windsor there that are poisoning the British countryside with vast amounts of sewage. Now, if people want to call me a nut, you know, that's fine. They're welcome to make idiot boobs out of themselves with such false allegation. But ask yourself a question. What in the hell is going on in England and China with so much sewage being slopped all across the landscape? Oh, and Canada and the United States and Italy and Germany, and I can keep going. What are they poisoning the environment for? I mean, just for turds and grins. Boy, I almost said the bad potty word stuff there. Just for poop and grins.
Uh-huh.
You know, take a semi-tractor trailer tanker with about 10,000 gallons of raw sewage and go dump it on the White House lawn, or, you know, dump it on the Capitol, you know, there at the United States, or take it up to the state capitol and dump it there on the lawn for your governor. Oh, wait a minute. If you really want to have a party, take a tanker full of raw sewage and dump it on the state police headquarters and watch the fireworks fly. But when they do it to the American middle class, the working class stiffs, the Smurfs and the Turfs, guess who's getting rich in England? That would be the people that own the pharmacological companies, the sewage and water companies. Let's see. Oh, yeah, the Moderna and Johnson and Pfizer. You know, the leaders of the World Economic Forum pals of Klaus Schwab and his little pervert pal there, Harari. You know, God almighty, I can't even believe what's happening here, Steve. It's beyond comprehension. And the American people, well, give them their, what do they call them places where you can go down there and you can get all them craft beers and you can sit there like a, I don't know, like a cue ball at the bar and drink until your brain is completely pickled. They love their craft beer. Oh, God, give them taverns and pool. Bread and circuses, right?
Right.
Give them football and NASCAR, and give them baseball and hockey, and what do they call that there? Synchronized swimming. The fishing channel. I mean, without the fishing channel, life would be miserable. There's nothing better than sitting in your living room, eating and drinking and, you know, just completely vegging out watching somebody else fish on your television. What the hell is the point of NASCAR? All they do is drive around and around and around. They go around in circles. And, wow, aren't those cars pretty? Look at all them there colors and all those corporate Federal Reserve member badge, you know, sponsored cars. That's who sponsors NASCAR, all the people that own the Federal Reserve. Now tell me there's no connection. The people who sponsor the evening news own the Federal Reserve. Did you know that, Steve?
Uh-huh.
And the American people, all they're interested in is where they want to see the videos of what was going on at Epstein's sex palaces. I bet you every American would just be tickled to death to be able to watch those. Don't you think so?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You talk about entertaining. Jeez. You could watch Bill Clinton be the Hunter Biden of the 80s and 90s, right?
Uh-huh.
And Hillary, from what I understand, Hillary swings both ways. And boy, wouldn't that be a show. And you got every major Hollywood star and producer and millionaire, you know, that... right there with all of them doing it. You know, run for it. Well, who's that guy's name that played Forrest and...
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. And, I mean, look at the Hollywood celebrities that palled around with Harvey Weinstein.
Uh-huh.
And what's her name there? That black lady that's got all the money.
Oprah?
Oprah Winfrey. Come on down, Oprah. Let's talk about it, baby. Let's talk about all the perversion of all your friends around Hollywood Oprah. I mean, even Tom Cruise?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And wait a minute. Hold the phone here. And I'm not trying to be anything other than to the point. He's a super-duper Jew like Adam Bronfman. Sarah Bronfman, Epstein, Donald Drumpf. Donnie Drumpf is a Jew. Ever see him with that little cap, that little beanie? And there he is standing at the Wailing Wall just having an orgasm with a Bible in his hand. What's that tell you about Drumpf? For real. What's it say about his character?
I don't
his,
know.
What do you call that there? His legitimacy, his ethics, his trustworthiness. Let's see. What kind of nobility do you think Donnie Drumpf possesses?
I don't have a clue.
None. It's all a show. He's an actor. You know, The Apprentice.
Well, they're all actors.
And then, of course, he's got that sex worker. Is she Serbian or from Bosnia? Where's Melania from? Where was she taking off all of her clothes and posing like that freakazoid Zelensky?
I don't know. I don't know where she's from.
Lithuanian or Romanian or I don't know what, you know.
Don't really pay attention to that kind of stuff.
This is your America. And, you know, I'm going to make a startling announcement here. I mean, I hope I don't offend anybody, but, you know, I've been a registered Republican for many, many, many years. And because I'm not stupid enough to be a Clintonista and an ultra left wing liberal woke degenerate freak. In other words, me and the Rainbow Coalition.
Uh-huh.
We don't savvy. I don't cotton to that. I don't roll that way. That's just, you know, it's not the way I see things as being back to normal. you know, fun and games with the Rainbow Coalition, right?
Right.
And, LGBTQRSTXYZ.
PDQ.
You know, how many genders? 65 flavors?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to just, you know, to gross anybody out by, you know, calling it flavors. But that's what they do. And we're supposed to take them seriously? I don't think so. I'm sorry, America. Call me a bigot if you want to. Maybe I am Archie Bunker reincarnated. I don't know. But I don't cotton to that stuff. Not even a little bit. It's perverse. I mean, I don't know. Don't get me started. I'm sorry. I don't mean to pick on those. I don't want to pick on those. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
That's the point. The point is, Andy Fastow, Charlie Keating, Neil Bush, Jebby Bush, the MacDougals, Deutsche Bank, USB, HSBC, Citibank, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, Credit Suisse, and on, Zions Bank, Far West Bank, and on and on and on. This nation has been completely financially raped by all of Trump's buddies and Clinton's pals and Bush's, you know, comrades.
Yep.
And Chucky Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. Oh, God, and Maxine Waters. Yeah, she was blowing kisses. gangster fried. I mean, did you see those videos? She's blowing one of the biggest con artists in modern times. She's blowing Sammy the Gangster Bankster Man kisses from the floor of the house and hugging all over him. Oh, God, Sammy Banker Man. How much money did you get from him there, Maxine Waters? And you notice what Merrick Garland decides to, oh, no, we can't prosecute any of those funny campaign donations.
Yeah, they're all above the law.
They decided they're not going to prosecute, or, you know, there's not going to be any hearings. There's not going to be any testimony. It's all going to be behind closed doors and whitewashed and covered up. The campaign finance scandal around the looting of how many trillions? The laundering of how many trillions?
It's probably in the quadrillions, actually, I would think.
Well, you're the genius behind the cabal, Steve. You and Annie over at Shake and Wake. I am absolutely proud and honored to be your friend. Yep. And I guarantee you one thing. We are the last line of defense. The American people have been gang raped. Not just by, you know, Eco Health Alliance and Mr. Dazak and Ralph Barrick at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, where they cooked up and patented the SARS-2, I don't know, COVID-19, and all these bioweapons that, according to Mr. Anthony Fauci, he cooked up for the intelligence community, the CIA, and the Department of Defense.
Uh-huh.
They come right out of his mouth. And when Donnie Trump has the... Can you say nuts? Yeah, I can say nuts.
Sure,
that's not
can.
Over the line.
You can say nuts.
He has the berries to try to call it a China virus.
Cojones.
How many times did Trump call it the China virus?
Several.
Why didn't he call it the North Carolina virus?
Yeah.
Or the Pentagon, Department of Defense, CIA intelligence community virus?
Well, supposedly he didn't know that.
He was part of it. He was funding it. He was in on it. He got rich off it. All this warp speed money? Are you telling me that, you know, Trump's little mafia pals there didn't make a huge amount of money off the pandemic funding?
I'm sure they did.
Oh, they stuffed their pockets like there's no tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Oh, but he's totally immune.
They all are.
According to Donald Trump, if you're the president, you can be the biggest,
they're all
most
immune.
Evil, wicked criminal ever, and you're Teflon.
They're all immune. Don't you know that?
Do you know that according to physicians groups all over the planet, that approximately 17 million people died from Donald Trump's warp speed?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to run right down and vote for him. I want Trump back in the White House because God sent him. He is our savior. Donald Trump's the Messiah. He's going to save us from Genocide Joe.
He is part of Q. Don't you know that? He's with Q.
You know, the American people, how long did they buy that stick to the plan crap?
Well, they're still buying it.
And I'm sure there's a bunch of these mental cases, these psychiatric patients that refer to themselves MAGA.
Uh-huh.
I wish Elon Musk would build a big enough space vehicle where we could pack all those MAGA people into a big intergalactic transport and just launch them into the oblivion of outer space.
How are they going to get by the firmament?
Get them off my planet.
How are they going to get by the firmament?
Now, you know, to keep the record straight, here a couple months back, you were personally witness to my blowout about Mr. Biden and his crap.
Yeah, I've been.
I got right up in Biden's grill, and I told the United States Secret Service, if they don't like what I got to say, get out of my country.
I've been witness to all of your tirades.
The more you look. At what this Biden crime syndicate has done. I mean, this idea that this crazy old criminal is running for the office of president again is the most absurd thing I've ever seen in my life. Except for Donald Trump. You know, the return of the scummy. God, that guy, I mean, you talk about pond scum. How many people are dead because of warp speed? 17 million?
Somewhere in there.
America's frontline nurses, America's frontline doctors. Dr. David Martin, who he's a little bit of an oddball.
He's not a medical
membership to Hair Club for Men.
He's not a medical
doctor. You know,
Dr.
Martin, the bald guy there with a bow tie.
Uh huh.
His cousin, boy, one of his cousins there from me. I think he's from Michigan or Minnesota, maybe. Rick Martin. Have you ever come across Rick Martin?
Not really.
He's like the Jerry Lewis of the freedom movement.
What does he do?
I love him. He's kind of. You got to pay close attention to Rick Martin, or you really think that he's got mental problems.
What does he do?
But he doesn't. He knows what he's talking about.
What does he do?
He's a freedom fighter. I mean, he's done fairly well. I think he inherited a little bit of money, and he was in boat racing or something. He had some big marine interests in racing craft. And, you know, he's got a big old freaking tour bus that's emblazoned with all the you know, patriotic stuff you'd expect to see from a country boy redneck that loves America. He's got a big tour bus, and he's Dr. David Martin, I don't know, second, maybe third cousin. And he's talked to me for years about this. Where's Frank Zappa when you need him?
Right.
This psycho circus called America. I mean, we have become a psycho circus. Nonstop war. That's just a given. I mean, if we're not killing people, I guess military-industrial complex and the intelligence censorship complex. Wow, look at the people that are bloody rich. There wouldn't be any bloody rich without their endless wars. And grinding up little Palestinian kids and grandmas and grandpas and, you know, just killing all them little Russian children and, I don't know, Ukrainian kids, Syria and Lebanon and this, you know, it just, Afghanistan, Iraq, and I mean, Hillary Clinton's investor class, the Clintons' investor class, they just chomping at the bit for World War III.
Yep.
They want to go to war. Yeah, they want to go to war with Iran. They want to go to war with everybody. And murder how many children?
All of them.
How many kids did George Bush slaughter?
Millions.
Sorry, George. I didn't drink your damn Kool-Aid, Mr. Bush. I didn't drink the Bush Kool-Aid, man.
You didn't, huh?
I sure didn't. No, sir, I did not.
I'll be darned.
How many more kids?
I thought you worked down there in W country.
How many's enough, Steve? Give me a number.
I guess there isn't a number. All of them.
Well, you know that, what's her name there, Dr. I think it's Goodall, and she's the lady that studies the gorillas.
Goodall. Jane Goodall. Yeah.
Yeah, she's videoed and talking about how we need to get rid of about 95% of the human population to save Earth.
Uh-huh.
So, how are we going to do that again? How many people we got to murder so that the remaining few can live in paradise?
All of them.
While the rest of us get murdered?
All of them.
America, hello, Earth to America. Houston, we have a problem. When in the... Boy, I almost said it, Annie. I'm sorry. I almost lost my cool and dropped the big F-bomb. When in the flying, you know what, is this nation going to wake up?
When it's too late.
Well, what do you think I'm doing on this program, this international broadcast? What do you think I'm doing on this program right now? Why do you think I'm here? What motivates me? What's my agenda? It's not to sit idly by while these murdering freaks accomplish their World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and little Harari plans. Even that governor in New York, Kathy Hochul, what an absolute skank. That ultra left wing liberal two faced lion slob, Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York. I just sent communication to her executive attorneys there in Albany. You know, it's time to open up all your records, you freak. You thieving trash. It wasn't just a Buffalo Billions racketeering. Nope. You got this New York State Museum, which is it's a great big vault. It's a great big, what would you call it, storehouse of all the antiquities that they stole by murdering how many Native American people? When they colonized from Fort Orange with
Dutch. They found America. Didn't you know that?
You know, with Verplank Calvin and you know, Verplank Calvin is supposed to be the great savior and messiah, like Bob or Robert Marshall and what's his name there? Howard Zanheiser and Gifford Pinchot, the Masonic freakazoid forester for the Biltmore Estate, the Pisgah National Forest. These are the champions of America's wilderness environmental protection movement. You can't make this stuff up. The Pisgah National Forest and Gifford Pinchot, who worked for the Vanderbilts and the Astors and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, and started this wilderness preservation of all the land that they stole from the Native Americans.
Uh-huh.
At gunpoint. Because the United States Supreme Court ruled that the people who had been upon the lands known as America, not the United States, I'm talking about America, the real Americans are not humans, and they're incapable of owning real estate. Can you imagine the United States Supreme Court coming to that conclusion?
Sure.
The American native indigenous populations who've been here for a quarter of a million years or longer.
You know, they came to the conclusion that
they weren't human enough.
Well, they
own real estate. No. And that's the same thing that came out of the Vatican, by the way. The papal bulls determined that Native American people were not humans, but animals and incapable of owning real estate.
Uh-huh.
Let that sink in a bit. Let that get right down to the core of what's wrong in America. And as we speak, you got John Kerry running around. We got to put all the farmers out of business because they're growing food and it's polluting the environment, while they dump sewage everywhere from people that ate, you know, and burped and farted. And then let's see, you've got these other people running around. Oh my God, you got Bill Gates. You got to fund every measure, every program possible to plant billions of trees. Oh, wait a minute. Now we got to cut them all down and bury them. I think he wants to bury them as part of Bill Gates' plan. And then, of course, he wants Harari and Klaus Schwab and all of their bankers in him with Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson to go around and inject everybody with God only knows what.
Yep.
Because if Steve Roberts can explain it to me with, you know, scientific precision, go ahead, Steve. You got the floor here. Tell me what it is they're injecting everybody with.
Nanotechnology.
Is it activated and assembles little, you know, computer, what do they call them things there? Nanochips?
Nanotechnology.
Does it with the graphene oxide and the 5G towers?
Mm-hmm.
What, are they cooking up all those, have you seen the blood clots coming out of the cadavers?
I have.
Oh my God, they look like, what do they look like? They look like 2 foot long boogers?
Red
bugger. I have a friend. He lives around the corner. I won't tell you his name because I haven't asked him if it's okay. I bet you he would be on the program, though, and he could tell you himself. But he's in med school. His wife's a doctor. She's wonderful, wonderful girl. She's a psychiatrist, actually. a psychologist, psychiatrist. She's a therapist, counselor. Uh-huh. You know, and I've talked to her a few times about whether my screws are loose. And she laughs and she says, "You don't have any screws." I said, "Good observation."
Right.
I lost all my screws a long time ago. We have a death cult running the United States government.
No, I don't call them government anymore. I call them criminals. Don't you know?
Why do you think Anthony Fauci is entitled to testimony behind locked, closed doors? I mean, what is going on here?
It's all a load of crap.
Peter Daszak.
It's all a load of crap.
Come on down, Daszak. Let's hear it.
It's all a load of crap, and it's all a psyop.
Oh, God. I'm sitting here right now. I'm trying to remember his name. I'm having brain freeze. I hate this when this happens. He was a psychological officer for the Army. And, I can't think of it. I'll move on. I'll come back to that. He got a hold of me about 25, 30 years ago about the banking mess in Texas before I realized who he was. I didn't know he was a big psychological mechanic. He was a psychological warfare operative for the Army. I can't think of it. I apologize to everybody, but there is so much going on right in front of your faces that it's staggering. And they want your children. They want your children. Yeah, they do. They sure do. And they want you to line up and inject them with everything that Anthony Fauci says they need with a rare.
Yep.
And Klaus Schwab.
Everything
oh,
does.
Bill Gates. I remember that say- psychological. His name is Scott Bennett.
Yeah, I know Scott Bennett.
Scott Bennett's listening. Yeah, come on, Scott. Let's come on. Why don't you come on to Cabal, Scott Bennett, and we can have a party.
I've had him on several times.
Have you had Scott Bennett on, really?
Several times, yep.
Wow, he got a hold of me back years and years and years ago when I was busting up all that real estate nonsense in Texas.
Uh-huh.
You know, when I tell people, I lived in Texas for about 25, 26 years.
Uh-huh.
And I left Texas 24 years ago. Okay, so if you add that up, that's darn near 50 years, right?
Right.
This is how long I've been exposing the gangster banksters and their real estate casino, their subprime predatory mortgage racketeering, their printed up out of thin air monetary system that now they just want to go to computer keystrokes and give everybody that magical, fantastical central bank digital crap. Hey, Steve, wouldn't it be nice, you know, the cabal needs, I don't know, a couple million bucks to hit the big leagues, right? That's all we need, Steve, is a couple million. And all we got to do is type it into our computer today, Steve.
Yeah. Is that all?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Is that all?
We could do it. Yeah, we would take over broadcasting in the world. I mean, do you know the people that are part of the cabal? I mean, I'm not trying to pick on Kimberly D. Hogan from Austin, Texas, but she is a fireball. She is, you ought to see her, she's a martial artist, you know.
Uh-huh.
Do not get that woman mad at you. She'll chop you up into little pieces with those Ginzu knives you see on TV. And there's more. Oh, yeah, and there's more. She can even chop and slice and dice your junk. And if you buy today, we'll send you a second set of knives for free. Kim Hogan is a pistol. Just a red-hot pistol waiting to go off, man. She's loaded and ready to rock and roll. I love that woman. And then, of course, we've got Dave Harbin.
Who?
Down in David Harbin, Panama Dave.
Okay, yep.
Yeah. The Panama. He's down in, I keep forgetting the name of that big city on the waterfront down there on the Gulf of Mexico. Mobile. He's in Mobile, Alabama. Panama Dave.
Mm-hmm.
He, when you first see him, you remember Joe Friday?
Uh-huh.
And what was the other guy's name there?
I don't remember.
Joe Friday and...
I don't...
The two detectives from that police show back in the 60s.
I know. I don't remember his name.
When you see Panama Dave, when you see Dave Harbin, the first thing you think is, this is an FBI agent. He looks like he's undercover for like military intelligence. Yeah, he's an impressive guy, and he knows just about every racket that has been plaguing the modern world for the past century. And if you run his name with you ever heard of Daniel Carroll?
Not really.
You've heard of Rome on the Tiber?
Yes.
Washington, D.C. on the Potomac?
Officer Bill Cannon.
Harbin's people were right there with Daniel Carroll's Masonic Order when they created the District of Criminals.
His partner was Bill Gannon.
Yeah, there you go. And what was the name of that show again? My mind is...
Dragnet.
Dragnet. Oh, yeah. That's what the cabal, we're having Dragnet today. Yeah, we are. We're headhunting the cabal. Yeah, we are. The Clintons, the Bushes, Obamas, Genocide Joe and Pervert Hunter. That's what we are. We're pervert hunters, right?
Yep.
Sorry, Hunter, but man, you're one disgusting freak. Somebody ought to lock you up, buddy, for a long time and throw the key away. With Maxine Waters and Samuel the Bankster Gangster Man.
Yep. Did you say you had to go after an hour?
She's a chairwoman of the House Financial Services Committee, and there she is. She's got Sammy just wrapped right around her. You know what?
Yep.
She was hugging on him and blowing him kisses. I'm offended. You know, I mean, if anybody should have kisses blown, you know, I mean, the cabal, all of us at the cabal, Maxine Waters should love us. We're the ones doing all the heavy lifting and blowing the whistles.
Yep.
If I had my way, Rogers, you'd be getting an Olympic gold medal and one of those presidential medals of honor. With Annie, Shake and Wake Radio. I mean, you people deserve it. You're doing all the hard work.
Did you say you had to go at an hour?
Yeah, I get wound up, Steve, and you know me. It's just, I gotta go. I've got the war wagon is sitting right here next to me, and I'm having trouble pressurizing the fuel tank because it's vented. I got to find the vent line, and I got to clamp off the vent line so I can put 5 psi in the diesel tanks and get this big old beast Caterpillar fired up.
Uh-huh.
Because I guarantee you one thing, we're going on the road. This country's in deep trouble, ladies and gentlemen. And anybody that can hear my voice, anybody that loves their constitutional republic, you better wake up because Donald Trump is not the answer. And Joe Biden, I hope they lock you up for the rest of your life. What a criminal. Genocide Joe. You think you can murder children and the American people are just supposed to say, oh, that's okay, Joe, just send Nitwit Yahoo in Jerusalem. Send them some more weapons. Send them some more bombs, Joe.
Yep.
And murder a bunch more Palestinian kids.
Yep.
Go for it, Joe. Because, I mean, the American people love a murderer. Ask George W. Bush and his daddy, Big H.
Yep. Well, I got to get to the break there, Judd, so.
Hey, we'll see you the next time, and I'll try to remember. Get Scott Bennett on. Put Scott Bennett and I on the same show and watch the fireworks fly.
I'll try to get a hold of him.
Bye.
All right, bye. All right. I'll be right back in about 5.5 minutes, everyone.